Mickey Andrews. I hope you're doing well on a Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction. Welcome into our program, Coach.
Thank you, Ryan. Good to be with you.
Are you making your way to Tuscaloosa? How close are you? When are you coming up?
I'm actually coming up tomorrow. I'm going to go spend a couple of days with Joe Cairns. Joe and I have been very close together through the years, coached together, and kind of like our whole family kind of grew up together, our kids. But, yeah, I'm coming up tomorrow. We got the reception tomorrow night and, of course, the game on Saturday. So looking forward to seeing a lot of guys that I hadn't seen. You know, I never got to go back to any Alabama games. I was always coaching a game somewhere else. Same way with the 8A game, whatever. So I've only been able to come up here. I come up with Larry McGill. One game every year, and but I'm looking forward to being there and seeing the guys, and some of our coaches are supposed to be there, I understand.
No doubt, and I've I got word that Coach Stallings was coming into town as well, so you guys are going to be reflecting a lot of jewelry because there's going to be a lot of national championships. Howard Snellenberger won in 83 at Miami. He'll be here and was part of the – it was the offense coordinator, obviously, in 64, so – you guys are going to have a lot of fun. I know just giving a chance to talk some Alabama football, and we appreciate you helping us out tonight and talk a little Alabama football as well.
Well, I appreciate you having me on.
I want to go back. Bobby Bowden, Coach Bowden was on earlier on our program, and he spent a lot of time promoting his faith and his book. He's going to be on in Tuscaloosa on campus 12 until 1:30 there on the University Quad. He shared a lot about his faith and being an assistant coach for 26 years under him. You saw it firsthand.
Well, you know, a lot of people profess their faith, their Christianity, and sometimes it seems to be kind of a part-time thing, but it never was for Coach Bowden. He was, you know, he's a guy that was able to walk the walk. And I can think of so many times he never tried to push religion on the kids. He exposed it to them. We went to churches together every year. We always had on Friday nights, we always had a devotion, you know, before we played a game on Saturday. And, but like I said, I think he led Mark Ricks to Christ. He's a guy that, you know, he's a straight shooter. I have an awful lot of respect for him. He was good to me through the years. I learned a whole lot about football from him, but I learned a lot about life, too, and a lot of the principles, you know, that Coach Bryant used and Coach Bowden used. They didn't stop on the football field. You know, when you learn how to reach down and Coach Bryant used to talk about sucking up your guts. When you learn how to do that, it wasn't just a football thing. It was also to teach you how to react when you get in a face adversity, you know, in life. And it's been awfully helpful for me, you know, having lost a son and having lost my wife. I've had to go back and a few gut checks myself. And I just appreciate Coach Bowden, not just what he meant for Florida State and football, but the people that he helped put out that were ready to be successful and be good husbands, good fathers, and good citizens. And, you know, our job as coaches goes a lot farther than just winning. You know, our job is to grow young men, too, and Coach Bowden showed me how to do that.
Right now, Coach Mickey Andrews on the 1964 50th anniversary national championship team. He's going to be on the quad as well. It's 11:30 until 12:30 right there on the quad. Going to be signing autographs with Dan Curley. We heard from him early in our program as well, the All-American defensive tackle back in 1964. I want to go back and I want to maybe ask you a couple of things as far as that team was so special in 64. You've been a lot of championship teams, won a lot of championships there at Florida State. What was special about 64?
Well, I think the main thing was, for me, I've actually played. And in the 61 team, I got hurt right before the season started, ended up redshirting. And so I was actually on the scout squad. I still think, you know, a lot of our guys that were on that team, Charlie Stevens and Ron Derby and Tank Mitchell and many more, we had a role to play every week, and that was to help our defense get ready, or our offense get ready to play a ball game. And, but 64 was our year where we actually got to go through it ourselves and actually do it and be a major part of it. And, you know, just to be able to, do that and bring another championship to Alabama and Coach Bryant and our coaches and fans was a very special event.
Right now we're talking with Coach Mickey Andrews on a Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction. Let me just ask you, have you had a chance to watch a little Alabama football in the first three games of the season?
I have. I've got to watch them on TV. I go to all Florida State games at home because I live in Tallahassee, but I don't go to out-of-town games because I can't get to see Alabama and some other teams play that I like to see play, but I think they got a heck of a ball club, and I think they'll find out more about themselves this week against the Gators.
This is not a comment by you, but I'm gonna ask you a question. When you got a young defensive back and you're trying to grow up, and you're trying to grow up in the Southeastern Conference, can you cover up youth? Can you cover up young, inexperienced players that are still trying to learn the game of football? Because I see some areas in the secondary that concerns me, and I don't know if you see it that way, and I don't want you to comment on something like that, but I would like to know if you can cover that up as far as a weakness.
Well, I'll say this. I don't know of two better football coaches in the country than the two that are coaching at Alabama, Coach Saban and Kirby Smart. They know as much about football and how to coach and bring kids along as anybody, you know, in the country. And so, you know, as far as your question is concerned, I don't know how you do that. We tried to play our kids, you know, we tried to play our freshmen and our young guys as early as we could before they actually became starters. Now, if your guy's a starter, you know, if you got a freshman that's a starter or a redshirt or whatever, he doesn't have any game experience. It's hard to assimilate, but I always thought that we had an advantage at Florida State. I think Alabama has that as well now. We practice against better people every day than we played against on Saturday most of the time. And because of that, it helped us get better. It helped both sides get better. And I would say that he's got the same situation, the young guys in the secondary at Alabama. They'll grow up in a hurry because they get to work against great people every day. And, you know, you just got to go out there and do it. A lot of times, knowing what to do is different than just going out and doing it. You throw a beautiful race car out there, but I don't mean you're going to win a race. So I think it just takes time, you know, and if you get a guy that can have an exceptional year as a freshman, you know, you're very, very fortunate. Most people have to have time to develop, and you just hope it don't cost you a ball game while they learn it.
Right now we're talking with Coach Mickey Andrews. I'd also, longtime defensive coordinator, help me a little bit on Blake Sims, because he's taking what the defense will give him, and you can be critical of that, but A.J. McCarron said, hey, that's Nick Saban's philosophy. Take what the defense will give you, and at the end of the game, they'll give you the game. And the young man, I think, has performed well in the first three games of the season. I'd like to get your evaluation.
Well, you know, the main thing that you want with a quarterback is to not make mistakes that will make it very difficult for you to learn and to win. I know McCarron didn't like it when people would say that he was primarily a team manager, a game manager. But that's just a fact, you know. If you got a guy that can do it, that that can help you get balls to your other people, you know, that can keep you. I know Coach Bryant used to say the first step to winning was to keep from losing. You can't have mistakes that makes it more difficult for you. And, you know, he's doing that. And, he's got some people that can help him and everything. And, you know, it's fun to see, you know, here's a guy, I believe he's a fifth year guy, isn't he?
He is. Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's waited and now he's got his opportunity. And, you know, the kid from Florida was coming in and, you know, a lot of people thought he would take over and all that. But, old Blake hanging, you know, he's hung in there. He's stayed positive. He's done what he's been asked to do. And, you know, that's what you look for, you know, in a quarterback and be a leader.
Well, AJ McCarron was on, he's on weekly here in Tuscaloosa, each and every Tuesday. Almost said he was a perfect teammate. He said, you know, because that backup responsibility is hard because you got to be ready, but you know, it's, you know this. I mean, it's, you're not able to jump out there in front of that number one guy, but you got to be ready if your name's called. And he said, Blake Sims always was.
Well, you know what? I guess probably of all positions on the team, a backup quarterback probably plays as little as any other position on the team. And, you know, one of the things that I learned, and I learned it from Wright Bazemore over at Valdosta High School. I think he won like 17 or so state championships when he was coaching at Valdosta. And after he retired, I was coaching at Clemson, and I went down to visit with Nick Hyder. He'd gotten the job. Coach Bazemore comes in, and I quickly worked my way over to him. I said, Coach, how in the world did you do what you did? Because he really didn't have that many people that ended up going to major college, you know, to play football. And he said, son, I coach next year's team this year. And, you know, that's exactly what Coach Bryant did. And that's what we started doing. And, you know, it kept us, you know, a lot of times your statistics might not be as good because you're playing second teamers. And they're giving up yards or plays that maybe your first team wouldn't do. But I always thought it was a great thing because if you know you're going to play on Saturday, I think you prepare different during the week. You prepare to play. And you know, the whole thing was, I put you in, you got to keep yourself on the field. And, you know, if you can get a guy that can learn how to be a starter before he becomes a starter, then that's just a bonus for you.